This is Dr. Indigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Sarah Elisa Fernandez. Date of birth, July the 1st, 1994. Case ID number is 6436938. Date of exam, September the 19th, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, dated 5/30/2023. Identifying information. This is a 29-year-old single female with no children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of cerebrovascular accident with left hemiplegia / paresis. The claimant is presently unemployed, and her last employment date was September the 17th, 2022, where she worked as a hostess at Kumari Restaurant for 4 to 5 months. During that time, she worked part-time, 4 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, she is living with her mother in a house, and her mother is working. She is not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, cerebrovascular accident with left hemiplegia / paresis. The claimant states that on September the 18th, 2022, she hit the left side of her neck with a bathroom door. Then on September the 19th, 2022, she was taken by ambulance to Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance, where she was hospitalized for 2 weeks for having a right middle cerebral artery stroke with a right carotid dissection secondary to trauma. MRI revealed a right middle cerebral artery acute ischemic stroke with a right carotid dissection, which was performed on September the 29th, 2022. The claimant presented to the emergency room with left facial and left-sided hemiparesis and plegia of the right of the the left upper extremity. She also had decreased balance and had left-sided and lower quadrant hemiplegia. She states that she had difficulty swallowing and had dysphagia along with dysarthria and slurred speech. She states her mental status was confused and she had decreased memory. She denies any seizures or syncopal episodes. Her residual symptoms include left flaccid upper extremity with hemiparesis of the left upper and lower extremity, decreased balance, and left-sided hemiplegia. Her speech is better but slow, and her mental status has improved. She still has had no seizures or syncopal episodes. The claimant's limitations include being able to walk one block slowly with a cane, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, and states that she uses a cane all the time, especially when she goes out. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, use a skillet, and lift approximately 5 pounds with the right hand. She is unable to open up a jar top, sweep a room, or button her clothes at this time. She is presently on aspirin 81 milligrams POQD and Plavix 75 milligrams QD. She was diagnosed with a right middle cerebral artery acute ischemic stroke with a right carotid dissection. And left-sided hemiparesis plasia. Her condition is stable at this time and appears to be improving slowly. The claimant states that her physician is Dr. Paul Kindy, and that she does do physical activities of home exercises. Her daily activities include sleeping, watching YouTube, doing very light housework, occasionally going to the grocery store, cooking simple foods, and helping with the laundry. She states that she reads at home quite a bit. Family history. Her father died at the age of 62 from cirrhosis of the liver and sepsis along with pneumonia. The mother is 62 and has hypertension and heart disease. Medications. Fish oil, 1,000 milligrams BID. Vitamin D3, 1.25 milligrams QE. Ferrous sulfate, 325 milligrams QD. Aspirin, 81 milligrams QD. Clopidogrel, 75 milligrams QD. Rosuvastatin, 20 milligrams QD. Levothyroxine, 75 micrograms QD. Magnesium oxide, 400 milligrams QD. Propranolol, 10 milligrams TID. Sertraline, 100 milligrams QD. Medical problems, hypertension, right cerebral vascular accident with spastic left hemiparesis and a flaccid left upper extremity arm, obesity, headaches, questionable Bell syndrome, hypothyroidism, autoimmune, anemia, depression, major surgeries, none, social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking, alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse, the claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder, substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse, communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.3 Fahrenheit, weight 228 pounds, height 5 feet 4 inches, BP 144 over 99 mmHg, second reading 147 over 105 mmHg, heart rate 72 beats per minute, respiration 16 respirations per minute, BMI 39. General. This is a 29-year-old female who appears to be her stated age and is in no acute distress. She also appears to be a very reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. H-E-E-N-T. Could you drop down to the last two sentences? Visual acuity was grossly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly and mildly abnormal for the left quadrant. The claimant does have left hemianopsia, which is mild. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20 over 200. Pinhole is 20 over 70. Corrected is 20 over 20. OS uncorrected is 20 over 200. Pinhole is 20 over 70. Corrected is 20 over 20. Binocular uncorrected is 20 over 70. Binocular corrected is 20/20. Could you drop down to abdomen after the last sentence? The claimant is morbidly obese and examination was mildly difficult, secondary to her weight. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? I'm sorry, to neurological. The claimant was alert and oriented times three and had good eye contact with me. Her speech was slow and her mood was appropriate for the time. She had clear thought processes and her memory was fair. Concentration was fair and she was oriented to time, place, person, and situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 2+ for the right side and 3+ for the left. Reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally was +3 for the left side and +2 for the right. Could you drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was asymmetric, slow, and unsteady. The claimant did come with an assistive device, which was a cane. Her eye coordination was poor and finger to nose was abnormal. Heel to shin exam was abnormal, but the Romber sign was negative. Could you please drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant had some palpable spasms and tenderness, especially of the left upper extremity. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. The claimant's left upper extremity was flaccid, and the lower extremity was somewhat spastic. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar spine. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the right upper and lower extremities, but the claimant had abnormal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings of the left upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees on the right side and 80 degrees on the left in the sitting position, and in the supine position, it was 80 degrees on the right side and 50 degrees on the left. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch, especially for the left upper and lower extremity. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant had moderate difficulty in squatting and getting up on her own. Moderate difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with moderate difficulty. The claimant had moderate difficulty in walking on her heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a tandem rate. She was unable to do that unless she had a cane with her. She could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. The claimant did not attempt to walk around the room without the cane and was unable to walk around the room without a cane. Assistive device, she requires a cane at all times. Neurological, grip strength was +5/5 for the right and +1/5 for the left. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant does have left hemianopsia affecting also the ocular cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6. She also has difficulty in swallowing and slurred speech, which would affect the 9, 10, 11, and 12 cranial nerves. Reflexes were not symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were +3 on the left side and plus 2 on the right. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal for the left upper and lower extremity. There is evidence of muscle wasting and some muscle spasms. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the right upper and lower extremities, and plus 2 over 5 for the left upper extremities, and plus 4 over 5 for the left lower extremities. Fine and dexterous finger control is abnormal for the left side completely, but normal for the right. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. She is able to lift, carry, and handle objects with the right upper extremity only. The claimant hears and speaks well, except for some mild, slow speech secondary to the stroke. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the left upper and lower extremity in the form of hemiparesis/hemiplegia. She is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with moderate difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength for the left side at plus 1 over 5 and for the right at plus 5 over 5. Her ability to reach handle. On examination, the claimant does show evidence of muscle wasting and fatigue, especially for the left upper and lower extremities. The claimant does have some limitations in her visual fields consisting of left hemianopsia and does have decreased vision, which has been corrected with glasses. She is able to communicate fairly well with some slowness secondary to the stroke and some mild limitations. The claimant has no other restricted limitations in her workplace environment, except for the cerebral vascular accident and the left upper and lower hemiplegia / paresis. Probable diagnosis is, number 1, right cerebral vascular accident with left hemiplegia / paresis, confirmed with physical examination. The claimant is presently in rehabilitation for her condition and appears to be progressing slowly. She does have limitations at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Sarah Elisa Fernandez.